We are going to be talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame. And it'll cover, you know, kind of different angles and stuff with actors and actresses and also people who were big in viral videos and stuff like that. 15 minutes of fame is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200. So you can jump in on this. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, in case you weren't listening at the top of the show, if you watched last night's Cub game, Addison Russell was going for a foul ball. He fell into the crowd and destroyed this guy's plate of nachos. Cheese, everything went flying into the air and landed on the ground. Addison Russell was pulled out of the crowd, and he was covered. His arm was covered in nacho cheese. So we had to get rid of that. And then, you know, it was repeated. The replay was played like 900 times of him kicking the nachos go flying. He falls into this woman. And then, you know, they play that like 5,000 times. And then the inning and a half later, in between innings, Addison Russell comes out of the dugout with a big plate of nachos, and he brings them to the guy whose nachos he destroyed and gives them to him. And the guy, by the way, full-on Cardinals fan. Cardinals jersey, Cardinals hat. He was a full-on Cardinals fan. So to do that, like to see a Cub player giving a Cardinals fan nachos is pretty special. So anyway, he gives him the nachos, they shake hands, and he takes a selfie with the guy and then goes back into the game. And then for the rest of the game, they kept cutting back to who they now call Nacho Man. So now he's got this new nickname, Nacho Man, and people in the stadium are coming down to the seats, getting selfies with him. He's giving autographs. This is just some chubby dude who showed up to see a ball game, and then like a half an hour later, he's signing autographs and taking selfies with a bunch of drunks. This behavior, however, did not please his girlfriend, who now, because of television and the internet, is called Nacho Woman. And she became increasingly less patient with this as the game went on, because the game was a blowout and it was a very, very long game. And the Cubs ended up winning 10-2. She's a Cardinals fan. They got eliminated from the division race because of this game. So she's not happy. And they stayed the entire game because, you know, he's getting pictures and selfies and signing autographs and all that stuff. He got interviewed in the stadium. He got interviewed on TV. I have no doubt in my mind that Nacho Man will end up maybe on one of the morning shows in a couple of hours. And I have no doubt at some point he's going to be on one of the late night shows. I don't know who. Maybe a couple of them. But Nacho Man is now a thing. He was trending within minutes of what happened in the game. Not only the videos of the spill and of Addison Russell presenting the nachos to Nacho Man were all over the internet and all over social media. But, you know, stills and pictures and all kinds of stuff was out there. He tweeted the selfie that he took with Addison Russell. The really funny thing about it, Esmeralda, have you seen any of this stuff?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
The funniest thing is if you look at the selfie that the dude took, okay? He takes a selfie. His nachos, he wanted to get the nachos in the picture. So he brings the nachos up, thus blocking Nacho Woman from the picture. So you see just like a part of Nacho Woman's head. So not only that, there's insult to injury. The selfie that he takes, he blocks her face with the nachos. I just and I'm telling you, during the last like two innings of the game, every time they cut back, even longer than that, the last four innings of the game, three or four innings of the game, every time they cut back to Nacho Man, Nacho Woman, not pleased. Not pleased at all, man. I mean, like her face, sort of this dead-eyed stare that she had while all this stuff was going on. He's high-fiving people behind her, you know, and taking pictures and stuff, and she's just looking out at the field like, oh, God. Oh, man. So anyway, by default, she's Nacho Woman. And this guy is Nacho Man. So he's going to have 15 minutes of fame. As of last night, the guy walked in just as kind of a chunky, you know, Cardinal fan doofus who became an internet sensation within a matter of an hour and a half. How long is that going to last? I don't know, a few days. But he's Nacho Man now, and that's what matters. So he's got his 15 minutes. We're right in the middle of his. He's about at 6.5 minutes right now. Nacho Man. He's about, I would guess, 6.5 minutes of his 15. So we're talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame. 312-981-7200. Dan, was anybody pop into your head when we talked about this?
You know, one who's kind of, I think, on the time ran out is the now I'm blanking on it. It's the Salt guy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Salt Bae.
Salt Bae.
So what's that?
So he has a very unique delivery of salt onto foods.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So
okay.
And like I only discovered him because Leonardo DiCaprio had him at a table and he did the thing. And then somebody recently, like a baseball player during a post game conference, had a T-shirt of him on, and so,
a T-shirt of the Salt guy.
The Salt guy. So that's the one that popped to mind when
okay.
We started talking about this.
All right, I remember that. I didn't follow it as closely as I've been following Nacho Man. Okay. Now, what about you, Esmeralda? Anybody pop out on you for you for 15 minutes?
I think of from the debates. Bone.
Yeah.
What's his
Ken
name?
Bone.
Ken Bone. Yeah.
Ken Bone, who was an undecided voter.
Which cracks me up because his wasn't even 15. It was like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he made it to Saturday Night Live. Bobby Moynihan played him on Saturday Night Live. So that's a pretty good accomplishment. That's a pretty good
True.
Accomplishment. Yeah. Here's what they say about Ken Bone. I have this. This is people who had 15 minutes of fame in 2016. I got a couple of 2016, 2015, and then a remembrance of a bunch of people from different time periods. The undecided voter who was cute and memeable until the stakes became so high. The winner of the second presidential debate charmed voters on both sides of the aisle. While we never got to hear his political opinions, people did get to read his opinion on Jennifer Lawrence's anatomy. Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Ken Bone, man. Yeah, and a great name. That's a fantastic name. Ken Bone. Yeah, and Moynihan was hilarious. You knew as soon as that happened, as soon as Ken Bone made his appearance, the real Ken Bone made his appearance at the debates, you knew it was going to be on Saturday Night Live. You know, like, and everybody knew it was going to be Moynihan. It had to be Moynihan. Slap a mustache, put glasses on him, and a red, he had a red sweater on too, didn't he? Ken Bone?
He did.
Over a white button-up.
Ken Bone. That's a good one. That's 15 minutes right there. 15 minutes. That's what we're talking about. 15 minutes of celebrity. 312-981-7200. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, what's up, Nick? How you doing?
All right.
Hey. Did Dan tell you what lady friend, the Cardinals fan, told Nacho Man later on this evening?
No.
She is not your woman no more.
Nacho woman no more. There you go. Very good. Well, hold on. I got to give you. All right.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy the veal. Okay.
Remember Sweet Brown?
Who?
Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown. You got to remind me.
She went downstairs to get a cold pop, and oh, my God, it was a fire.
Yeah.
I got bronchitis and ain't nobody got time.
Ain't nobody got time for that. That's right. I didn't remember her name, but I did. ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. And also, Spider Dan. He tried to climb the John Hancock building.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't try to climb the World Trade Center.
No.
It wasn't John Hancock.
It was Hancock. Yeah, no. He tried to climb the Hancock. He was dressed as Spider-Man.
Right.
But his name was Spider Dan. Yeah.
And he got a Genghis Formalwear commercial out of it. I'll never forget it because he's standing there in the tux, and all of a sudden he just starts walking up the side of the building. Like, oh.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one. All right, Patrick, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right, have a good one. 312-981-7200. Spider Dan. I totally forgot about Spider Dan climbing up the side of buildings. Oh, man. Hey, remember a few years ago, who's the dude? Oh, it was a Walenda. Nick Walenda, right? Walk between the Marina Towers. Tightrope.
Yes.
Yeah, between the Marina Towers. I had a buddy who was living there at the time, and they weren't allowed, none of the people were allowed to go out on their balconies. for fear that somebody would throw something at him while he was throwing.
Oh my gosh! And then just to remind you, because I was there for that spectacle, Johnny B also had a Willenda cross the river over by the Merchandise Mart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair, and he had like some special wheelchair that could cross on the line.
How many Willendas are there?
There's a lot of Willendas.
And do they all tightrope walk? I mean, is that...
I think the wife is in a commercial right now. There's a commercial for a paper plate, and it's like a very sturdy paper plate. So she's literally tight walking across two buildings to deliver like 2-pound steaks on these paper plates to her family who's located on the other building.
Wow. All right, I'll have to look for that. All right. Yeah, my friend was not happy. They were on lockdown. Like, Marina Tower was on lockdown.
I mean, that was a huge... Do you remember? I mean, it was huge.
Yeah,
everyone was there watching. We're all scared he was just going to fall.
Yeah.
It was... Oof.
Yeah. I can't watch that stuff. I get freaked out, man. I can't do it. And yet, I went to go see The Walk in 3D IMAX. That was real smart of me. I hyperventilated for 2 hours, basically. Jeez. All right, we got a break. When we come back, more 15 Minutes of Fame. Who do you remember? More Bill Withers requested from Squat. Let's use me. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday, yeah! 312-981-7200 for your request. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about people who had 15 Minutes of Fame. Because Nacho Man is right in the middle of his 15 minutes of fame from last night's Cub game. And it was all over the internet within minutes after it occurred. So anyway, we're talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame. 312-981-7200 is your phone number here if you want to jump in. Here's Jeff on WGN. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. It's great to be on with you again. It's been a couple of years.
Oh.
Speaking as someone who could be Nacho Man's older brother, I look quite a bit like him. I was very impressed with about how cute Nacho Woman looked. And speaking as a chubby guy, it's kind of hard to get girls of that caliber. So if she's not on board with the whole Nacho Woman thing, it might be time for him to get a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, but, well, she didn't seem happy. That's all I'm saying. She didn't seem happy.
Absolutely not. But having said that, getting back on topic, my 50 Minutes of Famer has to be Balloon Boy from all those years ago.
Oh, yeah. When the kid was, like, hiding in a garage. And
everybody thought he was flying off into outer space in that jiffy pop to heaven.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That was a crazy story. That was a crazy story. Well, how long ago was that? Like 2011, maybe, something like that?
Oh, gee whiz, probably earlier than that.
Earlier than that?
2006 or 2007. It was a long time ago.
2009. It was 2009. We just found out.
2009. Okay.
2009. All right, yeah.
That'll be great.
Balloon Boy. All right, Jeff, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great morning. You remember that, Esmeralda, the Balloon Boy?
Oh, totally. And his parents were like, they're cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah, they made him hide, like in a garage
right,
or something.
And weren't they actors?
Yeah. And
failed
actors? It was all like obviously a big stunt, but man, everybody covered it. It was, you know, everybody was like, oh, no, the little boy in the balloon.
I mean, you don't think people are going to lie about that?
No. It's crazy. Let's see. Here's Steven Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Okay, it lasted the whole season and a lot of talk shows, but do you remember Morgana, the kissing bandit?
Oh, of course.
75?
Yeah, of course. Morgana, yeah.
I mean, it was a season of fame, but where'd she go? Disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but for those people who don't know, Morgana the Kissing Bandit would show up at baseball games. She had enormous breasts, and crazy hair, and she would run out onto the field during a baseball game and kiss one of the players, and then be escorted off. So yeah, I don't know what happened to Morgana. I have no idea. So, all right, Steve, thanks.
Oh, well, hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Also, remember the goofball from the Red Bull rocket that went into the atmosphere and skydived back down?
No.
Oh, that was just like 10 years ago.
A guy took one of those Red Bull things, rocket things?
No, Red Bull sponsored it.
Yeah.
And he went up in the upper atmosphere and or outer atmosphere and skydive down,
wow.
but nothing ever was heard from.
Wow.
But,
all right. I don't know about that one, but thanks, Steve.
Look it up.
Take care. We got to go to the news here, which is coming up right after this. Song is a jam. Dwayne picking Foo Fighters Everlong. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. All right. How are you, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Because of the Nacho Man incident last night at the Cubs game, and this guy's getting his 15 minutes of fame, we're talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We got a bunch of them coming in here. 815 says, the two that come to mind are from American Idol, William Hung and the man who sang Pants on the Ground. The man who sang Pants on the Ground is a genius. It's a genius. Dan, can we hear Pants on the Ground? William Hung, his 15 minutes lasted a little longer than 15 minutes, don't you think? I mean, he released two albums and a Christmas album, and now he's gone. But he had about 17 minutes, I would say.
Pants on the ground.
Here
pants
we go.
On the ground.
Okay, yeah. What's it about?
People need putting our pants up.
All right.
Okay.
Can
ready
I say
when
it?
You are.
Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool, walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Who was the guest judge?
Mary J. Blige, and I can't recognize the other one, but I'll look it up.
All right. Mary J. Blige, she was the one who was laughing so hard, right? Mary J. Blige was losing it. Pants on the ground. There you go, 15 minutes. How about Janet says, baby Jessica down the well. Oh, yeah. That's what people were comparing Bubble Boy to. Or Balloon Boy, not Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy is from Seinfeld. Moops. It's the Moops. That pregnant giraffe. Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. That was just a few months ago, right? Everybody was watching the giraffe 24/7.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. How about the corpse flower? That was creepy.
Well, that's... That happens a lot.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was 15 minutes. We watched it. Jay in Ohio says, Clara Peller of Where's the Beef Wendy's commercials. Yeah, that's a good one. Where's the beef? Boy, that was a catchphrase. Oh, my God. 765 says, the woman in the Chewbacca mask. Yeah, from last year. Chewbacca mom. She had a Chewbacca mask on, was laughing. And became like, she was on talk shows and stuff, too. Let's see. Brandon says, Mike Pantazis, a friend who caught the football between the goalposts at Bears game. We had him on the show. Here's a funny little story. You want to hear a funny little story? Perhaps we didn't tell you this, Esmeralda?
Okay.
That guy, Mike Pantazis, who was in a band that we had live in studio here. He's the guy who jumped out of the stands and caught the ball in midair. It was a spectacular catch. And he was on Letterman. He was all over the place. And he was on this show. And it was many years ago. I mean, many years ago. Right? Was it like in the 90s? Early 90s, maybe? Something like that? So anyway, he was on the show. He told the story, you know, and, you know, we had to laugh and everything. And then... the first night we ever had Dana DiLorenzo on the show, the lovely, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, and Esmeralda's best friend, Dana DiLorenzo, who is a lovely human, and I love her. The first time we ever had her on the show, that guy was her Uber driver.
Wow.
And was telling her the story of how he caught the ball, because that's like his massive claim to fame. telling the story about how he jumped out of the stands, caught the ball, and telling him that he was on my show. This was Dana DiLorenzo was hearing this on the way here. She told me all about it when she got here. She's like, my Uber driver had been on your show. I'm like, what? one of my favorite dudes of all time, Esmeralda, 630 area code. The rent is too damn high.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites ever. I love that guy. What's his name? He had the fantastic facial hair and hair. And, of course, Keenan did him on did the imitation of him on Weekend Update on SNL, and it was hysterical.
Jimmy McMillan.
Oh, that's right. Jimmy McMillan. He was the best. The rent is too damn high. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What's the dude's name with the boot on his head? He just ran for president again. He's got the crazy beard. He wears a boot on his head. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Isn't he like... He's got like a crazy.
Oh, it's a crazy title. Name. Yeah, like a weird, crazy.
Vermin Supreme.
There you go.
Vermin Supreme. All right, Esmeralda, if I throw out this guy's name, do you think you'll remember who he is?
Well, let's try.
Okay, I'll throw the name out. Are you ready? Chris Crocker.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Leave Britney Alone.
That's right. Leave Britney Alone!
And then he became a porn star.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Didn't know he became a porn star, but I do remember, Leave Britney Alone!
He got incredibly buff. It's crazy see him now.
It says, who can forget the heartfelt yet hilarious wails of Chris Crocker on YouTube defending his precious Britney Spears? The video, Leave Britney Alone, got over 4 million hits in the first 2 days online and has remained a YouTube classic. Now, Crocker, whose look has changed dramatically since Leave Britney Alone, has been up to a multitude of activities in the last few years. He continues to produce a slew of YouTube videos for his massive following. That's funny they don't mention porn there.
Well, it did.
All right. Okay. Okay, how about Snooki? What's Snooki up to now? How about any of the idiots from that stupid show?
Snooki's actually, she's kind of gotten her life together. She's married, has a couple kids. Like, she went on this whole, like, I'm working out and being better
thing. What about the other idiots? I know one of them's a DJ, right?
Yeah.
Like a pretty successful DJ.
Oh, man.
The guy with the hair. Well, they all had bad hair.
Not.
Paulie?
Yes. Yeah, I think he's the one, yeah. Because the other guy, yeah, the other guy, who knows what happened to him. And then the abs dude, I think he lives in his parents' basement.
God, I can't believe people watch that show.
Which one sold alcoholic lollipops?
Maybe it was a situation. He had like a little bit of a thing after, but it didn't last.
Yep, you're right, the situation lollipop.
Yeah, he's been dealing with, like, addiction and stuff. But he kind of went down.
And who was the other one? Jay Wow, right?
Yes.
She was Jay Wow?
And there's Dina.
I don't know.
One cares about.
Yeah. Man, that show was huge. It was just huge, man. So, all right. Jersey Shore. Fantastic. Let's see. How about this one? Heidi and Spencer Pratt.
I just saw them on something. Or like a thing online about them.
She had like insane plastic surgery. Do you remember what insane plastic surgery?
Oh yeah, she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Right.
Oh, good.
I think they might have had it already.
They're reproducing. That's fantastic. that's good. Procreating, those two. That's great. Now, they were on The Hills. Weren't they on another show?
They had their own.
No, I know, but they were on guests on like a show where celebrities had to live together or something. And they were real jerks.
Spencer was on something, and I think they kicked him off.
Okay.
I think, because he was so awful.
I don't know if it was Celebrity Mole, because I used to watch Celebrity Mole. I love that show. Do you remember? You remember Celebrity? You remember the show The Mole, Esmeralda?
Vaguely.
Oh, it's such a good show. All right. All right, we got a break here for weather, and we got traffic, and then more. Hey, where are they now? 15 minutes of fame. We'll be talking in about 3 months. We'll be talking about where's Nacho Man. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, yeah. Two for Tuesday, yeah. 312-981-7200. one artist, two songs, if you would like to join us. Dwayne has chosen Foo Fighters, and there goes my hero. So, yeah, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio, and we are talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame and having some fun remembering some of the goofballs that were famous for just a few minutes. Last night at the Cub game, we have a new 15 minutes of fame guy, and his name is Nacho Man. So I don't know if you saw the game last night, and Addison Russell dove into the crowd, knocked out this guy's nachos all over the place, and then Addison Russell brought some nachos back to the guy, and he's been everywhere, all over social media, all over Twitter, everything. He was interviewed at the game, and I'm sure he's going to be interviewed like on the Today Show or something, and then maybe appear on Kimmel's show tonight at some point, but he's Nacho Man, and we'll forget about him in a month. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about is 15 minutes of fame. 312-981-7200. Here's Paul on WGN. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, hi.
Paula.
Well, I remember two people, Cleo, Miss Cleo, who was a psychic.
Yeah, psychic, yep. Cleo, Miss Cleo.
She was big for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But then the crazy one with the spiked blonde hair stopped the insanity to lose weight.
Susan Powder, yeah.
Oh, she was wild.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was waiting, you mentioned TV shows, and there was one that was insane called The Swan, where they take a woman,
yeah,
and they starve her to death and cut her up to change her face and her teeth.
Yeah.
Give her that was crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy show, The Swan. They did a really funny parody of that on SNL when it was on. A very funny parody of it. Okay, Paula, thanks.
Good night.
Take care. Yeah. Boy, those Cleo infomercials were on all the time. Didn't she get sued? I know she passed away. Didn't she get sued by somebody?
Yeah, and then the network went down, so everybody made the joke. How did they not see it?
How did they not see it coming? Yeah. All right. Let's see. How about Antoine Dobson? Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't remember his catchphrase.
Well, there was everybody's raping. Everybody's something about everybody's
yes,
raping.
Hide your daughters.
It's hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husbands.
Yes.
That was Antoine Dobson. That was pretty funny. After his 15 minutes of fame, this is Antoine Dobson, Dobson renounced his homosexual lifestyle. He conceived a child, and the former YouTube star also has joined the Black Israelites cult. All right. Okay. How about Bikini Cop? I don't know this one.
No idea.
Well, it sounds like a new NBC show picked by Jack Donaghy. Well, there's a little 30 Rock joke right there, everybody. Bikini Cop is a real person. Mikaela Kellner is a Swedish policewoman who was off-duty sunbathing when a homeless man tried to steal her friend's phone. A day off didn't stop Kellner from catching the perp, so she ran after him, made the arrest, all while wearing a bikini. How did I miss this? Dan, did you know about this one?
I did know about it. She's very athletic. Very, very athletic.
Uh-huh. This happened last year?
Yeah.
Esmeralda, did you know about this one?
Nope.
I didn't know about it either. Okay, how about Russian Leo? You know Russian Leo?
I think I just saw pictures, but...
He looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, but he isn't. He is Roman Burtsev. He's a 33-year-old emergency dispatcher outside of Moscow. While DiCaprio fulfilled his destiny and won an Oscar, he also has a momentous year by bursting onto the scene as an uncanny doppelganger. So that's Russian Leo. He had his 15 minutes, too. Jeez. Let's see. How about this one? See if you remember The Zombie Prank Family. The Zombie Prank Family, formerly known as the Phillips Family, lived the dream by going straight from wisdom teeth surgery to Ellen. Millicent Phillips' brothers put together an intricate plot with a fake CDC broadcast warning, against symptoms of fever, aggression, death, and cannibalism. Even Mom was in on the joke because the family pranks together, ranks together. Do you remember this, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. She's all drugged out on go-go juice because she just had her wisdom teeth pulled, and they and they had her believe there was a zombie apocalypse happening. That's a great, I totally forgot about that. That was great. That was very funny. That was very funny.
My favorite is the little boy who just had a teeth surgery, whatever, yeah. And he goes, "Is this real life?"
Yeah.
Did you ever see that little boy?
Yeah. I'll say this. All of those videos of people who just got out of oral surgery and are still on the crazy juice are funny. All of them, every one of them is funny. The one where there's a kid sitting in the car, most of them are kids too. There's a kid sitting in the car and he waved to someone and then he starts crying. He didn't wave back. But they're all of those things where the people are still on the crazy juice. That's funny every time. Every time. You know what else is fantastic? Can I just say one of my favorite viral videos of all time? You guys, I can't remember the little girl's name, but two little girls are in the back seat. One's probably 7, one's probably 3 or 4. And they surprise them by saying they're not taking them to school and they're going to Disneyland instead. One girl starts crying and screaming, and she's so happy, she's so excited, and then they swing the camera over, and the other girl, who's like she's the toddler, is like looking at her like, not impressed at all. I can't remember the name. Dan, if you can look it up, it's surprise video or something, surprise Disneyland video. The little girl is adorable. The shot of her not impressed is fantastic. Okay, we got a break, and the news is coming up after this. All right. Her name is Chloe. And if you Google unimpressed Chloe, you'll see the shot, one of the funniest shots ever, reaction shot of a kid not impressed about going to Disneyland. And if you've never seen the video, you should watch it. But her name is Chloe. Unimpressed Chloe is what they've called her. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. What is one artist, two songs. Tom requested The Cars, and that is Drive. So, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here in the Allstate Studios live. I'm here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. So, last night during the Cub game, in case you're just waking up and maybe you didn't see it, Addison Russell was going for a fly ball. He ended up landing in the crowd and busting this guy's nacho plate to smithereens, sending nachos flying. And that became like a joke, and it was funny, and he came out of the crowd. His Addison Russell's right hand was covered in nacho cheese, so they had to clean that up. And then an inning and a half later, he comes out of the dugout and brings the guy whose nachos he kicked a plate of nachos, brings it to him, shakes his hand, and then they take a selfie. He takes a selfie with Addison Russell. It hits social media like a ton of bricks, the footage, the picture, the selfie, all of it. And this guy, who just happened to have his nachos kicked into the sky, is now called Nacho Man and was interviewed after the game and will more than likely appear on a morning show or perhaps, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or another late night show tonight. And he's right in the middle of his 15 minutes. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people who had 15 minutes of fame. Now this Nacho Man guy, we'll probably forget about him, you know, by the end of October. We'll be like, what? And so we're right in the middle of that. So now we're thinking we're going back in time to remembering some of the people who had their 15 minutes of Nacho Man fame. So we're remembering some of these other ones. Let's see. A 773 area code. A co-worker of my dad still reappears in print and grainy video of drink spillage during the White Sox or the Sox World Series in 59. Oh, yeah. Wild Bill says the runaway bride in Georgia. Yeah, you remember her eyes? The runaway bride, she had like those crazy eyes. That's the only thing I remember about her. I remember the story kind of vaguely, but the one thing that stands out for me was that she had crazy eyes. Do you remember the crazy eyes, Esmeralda?
I don't.
You don't? You should Google one Runaway Bride. I don't know what year it was. But if you Google Runaway Bride, you're going to get pictures of Julia Roberts is what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get, Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. But Runaway Bride may be Georgia, and then you'll get crazy eyes. You get the she had crazy eyes.
Real name, Jennifer Wilbanks.
Jennifer Wilbanks.
2005.
From 2000. God, it was that long ago? Jennifer Wilbanks from 2005. Google that and then tell me those aren't crazy eyes, Esmeralda.
They are a bit, yes.
Yeah, crazy eyes. Keith in Kansas said the man who jumped out of the stand and caught the field goal won an ESPY award the following year. Did he win an ESPY? He won an ESPY? I don't remember that part of the story. 262 area code. Don't tase me, bro. Oh, yeah. Mike says Rebecca Black in that song Friday. What was that? That was Friday. Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying. Partying, partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I think I got her confused with the Call Me Maybe. Who did the Call Me Maybe?
Harley Ray.
Oh yeah, Harley Ray Jepsen, right?
Yep.
She's still popular though, right? Yeah, doesn't she still has a career?
Yeah, Andy. She was in one of the recent musicals on live musicals on TV too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, how about this? 815 area code. The show that you're trying to think of was I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's what it was. That was the show that they were on, that Spencer Pratt and What's-Her-Face was on. And then 815 area code says, I think our governor that's in prison, which one? So you can have to be more specific than that when you say Illinois governor in prison. You got to be a little more specific. It's a multiple choice question right there. And his wife were on it. Yes, that's true. So I think it was just his wife. I don't think Blagojevich was on it.
No, then he had to leave, and then she was in his stead.
Okay.
Or wait, no. No, never mind. No, he wasn't.
It was just her.
They're thinking of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
And then left, and she came in.
No.
Then he. Well, that's what he. They were on separately. She was on the on the show on the island.
I think they wanted him for it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it.
Right.
Because he's in prison.
Right. Okay. Tanker Bob says Nacho Man is kind of the complete opposite of Steve Bartman. Bartman had to go in hiding for years. Nacho Man has people asking for selfies with him. Yeah. Yeah. 708 area code says the honey badger guy. I don't know. What is that?
It was a video that someone did a voiceover. It was just video of a honey badger doing stuff. Honey badger don't care.
Oh, I don't know that.
A snake did like, so it was a nature video of a honey badger and he's being attacked by a snake and he fights him off. And the guy is a very flamboyant tone. He's like,
oh, okay.
Honey badger don't.
Oh, I've never seen that. I did recently, like a couple of months ago, stumble upon the footage, the nature footage with Snoop Dogg providing the commentary. Have you seen those? Have you seen those, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
they're absolutely hilarious. There's also a video about how something is made. And he tries to guess what it is, and the funniest one is hot dogs, because they show how hot dogs are made, and it's disgusting. And he's like, man, that ain't a hot dog, is it? But the nature videos with Snoop Dogg are priceless. When did Snoop Dogg become the funniest guy? When did that happen? When did Snoop Dogg become unbelievably hilarious? Because he's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious. He was on, I can't remember what talk show it was, but they had to delay taping because he was like 2 hours late or something for the show. Made no apology. And I think it was Kimmel. It was Kimmel's show. He was like, yeah, because he's like a semi-regular on Kimmel. That's where those nature videos are from. They're from Kimmel. But they also do something special for for Snoop Dogg when Snoop Dogg is on any talk show. They give him like his own special trailer outside of the building because the pot smoke becomes too much in the building. So they give him like a trailer where you can smoke 14 pounds of weed before he comes out and does the show. let's see. 807 area code says, how about the Chilean miners who got stuck in that mine? Yeah, they made a movie out of that with Bendejas. Yeah, they came out a couple years ago or maybe last year. 773 area code, how about Paris Hilton? She disappeared as the Kardashians gained popularity.
She's a DJ now.
That's fantastic. Does she work with Pauly from the North Shore?
I don't know.
The Maybe North they, Shore.
They might they might have joined forces.
Yeah. The North Shore. It's a reality show about Glencoe. I don't. And then 815 area code says, how about the Naked Cowboy? Well, I think he's still in New York in Times Square. I mean, he obviously has had some national, you know, coverage. But I think if you go to New York, he's still running around in Times Square, and he's not naked though. He's in his undies, his briefs, and his boots, and his hat. So, all right, 312-981-7200. We're talking about people who had their 15 minutes of fame, and we're in the middle of 15 minutes of fame for Mr. Nacho Man from the Cubs Cardinals game last night. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. How are you? It's Tuesday morning, 2 for Tuesday. Tom requested the cars. That's You Might Think. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. In honor of Nacho Man, who was crowned Nacho Man at last night's Cub game, and he's in the middle of his 15 minutes of fame, we are talking about people who have had 15 minutes of fame over the years, remembering them. You know, probably forgot them. And but now we're remembering some of the 15 minutes of fame people. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. So, Dan, what do you got?
Kelly Kroll interviewed Nacho Man during the game.
Okay.
As well as Nacho Woman.
Okay, so Nacho Man and Nacho Woman interviewed last night at the Cubs-Cardinals game after the Addison Russell incident.
Already being blown up on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. He's the Nacho Man to all of you at home. This is Andrew. And they're singing Nacho Man for you.
Singing Nacho Man.
Could you ever imagine that this would be the outcome of just coming to see your Cardinals play?
I was just coming to the Cardinals game to catch a foul ball. And I caught a Russell. Well, actually, my girlfriend caught a Russell.
That's right. His girlfriend, Hannah, made the first catch. You were assisting her, am I right?
Yes. I was worried about my nachos, but I tried to reconcile with after the nachos were saved.
Hannah, did you see Addison coming your direction?
Well, I was looking up.
Give us the full-fledged replay.
Well, I was looking up at the foul ball, and then I was, like, leaning up in my seat, and all of a sudden my head just flew back. He just fell right on top of me.
So we have a picture. I'm sure you guys have already seen the picture. How many followers have you gotten in the last 20 minutes?
I haven't checked. I'm scared to look at my phone.
What was the moment like, though, when you were able to see Addison come back out, give you some new nachos? Walk us through that.
It gave me a whole new respect for the Cubs.
There you go.
It gave me a whole new respect for the Cubs. I've been Cardinals all my life, and it gave me a little more respect.
So, Hannah, your new favorite Cubs player is? Guys, they got to be careful down here. Coming in hot.
What?
Your new favorite Cubs player?
Russell.
Addison Russell. Okay, how do you tell Mom and Dad about this later?
My mother is actually sitting right there in the rain.
Hi, Mom! What
crazy. We were watching the ball and not the player.
There you go, guys. It's been quite an eventful night for Andrew Hanna and his mother.
Nacho Mom. They didn't call her Nacho Mom. 15 minutes of fame continues. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, he said he didn't check his phone. Let me tell you something. That thing blew up on social media. I'm telling you. But it's so funny. His girlfriend sounded all happy there. But if you watch the last four innings of that game, she gets progressively less happy. I mean, seriously, she had like a death stare. By the eighth inning, she was like, I can't take this anymore. So there you go, Nacho Man enjoying his 15 minutes. All right, here's some more 15-minute people. We got some actors and actresses, too, in here. They put Ryan Flippy on a list here of where of 15 minutes. Flippy's still making. He's on a TV. Isn't Flippy on a TV show right now?
Yes, on USA Shooter.
He's on Shooter. Yeah, Flippy's on that. Flippy's working. I don't think that's fair to have Flippy on the list. Josh Hartnett's on the list. I think that's a little more fair. What was that movie Josh Hartnett gave the most hilarious performance ever? He played like a, it was an action movie. Josh Hartnett was in it, and he played like, I think he was like the lunatic villain in it, and it's one of the most hilarious performances you'll ever see. Like, he played like the over-the-top bad guy in it, which is not something that you would think Josh Hartnett would play. But and it was just ridiculous. Like, he was a cop. He was a cop trying to catch somebody. He was like an over-the-top tough guy cop. Oh, man, I can't remember what it was. But it was funny as hell. I remember Eric and Colin and I talking about it and just laughing. Because his I almost recommend, if I remember correctly, I think I recommended the movie based on his performance. I can't remember what it was, though. Josh Hart.
Yeah, the only cop, searching for cop Josh Hart, comes up with Hollywood Homicide.
It's not Hollywood Homicide.
That was a bad movie.
It was a terrible movie. Am I thinking of, was it Josh Hartnett or maybe it was Flippy? Oh, you know what? It was Flippy. I got my Hartnetts and Flippies mixed up. I think it was Flippy who played like the over-the-top crazy cop who wanted to catch. Man, now I'm getting confused. I know it's a bland white guy. That's what I know. There was a bland.
So many.
I know there are so many. There are so many bland white guys, but this was one of those bland white guys. I wish it was, if I remember correctly, it might have been like a martial arts star, maybe like a Jet Li movie or something. And he played like, he was like a hard guy cop. And his performance was ridiculous. I'm not making it easy for anybody who's trying to find it because I'm being very vague. I'm just saying it's a bland white guy. It could have been Flippy. Could have been Hartnett.
You're going to have to wait at the end of the month when you you guys do the whole thing where you try to figure out the movies.
Yeah. God.
While I'm looking it up, he was obviously the bad guy in Lincoln Lawyer.
It wasn't Lincoln Lawyer. He was good in Lincoln Lawyer, Flippy. That's Flippy, right? Flippy was in Lincoln. Now I'm getting my Flippies and my Hartnetts confused.
Yes, I can confirm he was in Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah.
let's see here. MacGruber.
He's awesome
Crash.
In MacGruber.
He's listed as Officer Hansen.
No. This is Flippy was great in MacGruber. By the way, MacGruber is a masterpiece. I think people need to know that. I love that movie. I love MacGruber. Have you seen MacGruber, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
Oh man, I think it's the lowest grossing SNL movie of all. No, it's Pat is the lowest grossing SNL movie of all time, but MacGruber is like second. And I loved it. I thought the movie was great. I laughed my butt off during that movie.
Patrick lets us know it was chaos with Wesley Snipes and Jason Statham.
That's it, I think. Yeah. Chaos with Jason Statham and Wesley Snipes. Is that the one? And is that Flippy or Hartnett?
That is Flippy. Two cops, a rookie, and a grizzled vet pursue an accomplished bank robber.
It might be it. I don't know. Also on this list of 15 minutes is Lili Sobieski. Remember Lili Sobieski? She was popular for a little while.
Now, didn't she look like Hunter? What's
she
her
looked
name?
Like, no, Helen Hunt. Hunt. Yeah. She looked like Helen Hunt. And she disappeared, though, you know? How about Thora Birch? She's another one. It's interesting that when Ghost World came out, she was like the, you know, the major star, and nobody knew who Scarlett Johansson was. And now, like 15 years later, it's the complete opposite. Because Thora Birch, for Ghost World, Thora Birch was coming off of American Beauty. She was coming off of American Beauty, and nobody really knew who Scarlett Johansson was. She was in The Horse Whisperer when she was a kid, but that was pretty much it. And now, years later, who's Thora Birch, and everybody knows Scarlett Johansson. All right. All right, more 15 minutes of fame. If you guys want to jump in and reminisce about people who had their 15 minutes of fame, and Nacho Man's right in the middle of that right now, call us at 312-981-7200 or text us the same number. We got a break here, and then the news is coming up after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We don't have time for another Two for Tuesday because we are going to be playing the Blackhawks Express, giving you highlights from last night's game. They lost, but we always play the Blackhawks Express the morning after a Hawks game, and so that's what we're going to do. Hey, I just realized who the bland white actor is. It wasn't Flippy or Hartsnitz. It was Chris Klein.
You know, coincidentally, somebody just texted that in, that we asking if it was Chris Klein.
Chris Klein from American Pie. And Election. He played, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but he played like a crazy cop in it. And it's one of the greatest hilarious performances of all time. Esmeralda, I picked the wrong bland white guy.
He kind of just plays dummies, doesn't he?
Right, he usually plays an idiot.
Right.
In most of the movies, he plays an idiot. By the way, brilliantly in Election. He's brilliant in Election. But he was like this badass, crazy detective. I can't remember. Dan, can you search for Chris Klein, badass, crazy detective?
This don't sound like words that go with him, but
no, that's why it was so funny. Like that's why when I saw the movie, his performance is so insanely over the top and ridiculous. It's like this is I think I recommended the movie just for his performance, and if I remember correctly, it's a pretty crappy movie, but he's so like over the top and ridiculous in it. That it's worth watching. And I got my bland white guys all mixed up, Esmeralda.
Like I said, there's a lot of them.
And he fits into that category. He's a bland white guy.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Chris Klein, badass detective, did not come up with anything.
Oh, okay. I thought that would be a perfect search.
He did play, I don't think this is the one
you put in
of.
Bland white guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the hits that you get on bland white guy? You're gonna break the internet if you search bland white guy. I think it was like a martial arts, like it had a martial arts star in it. I wish I could remember. You said that somebody said it might be Chris Klein.
Yeah, 219 had texted during
two,
the news.
219 text back. What movie? I mean, you knew I was thinking of Chris Klein. So. Oh, Chris Klein. What's he doing now?
When you Google Chris Klein martial art, it takes you to Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
I believe that's it.
Really?
That might be it.
The one with, I can't remember her name right now. She was in Smallville.
Yeah, Kristen Kreig or something. Jerk.
Yeah, that might be it. What does it say? Is there a plot?
He plays Charlie.
Is he okay? Oh, that brings it all together now.
Oh, I see now.
Now I remember Charlie.
Chun-Li grows up, becomes a talented pianist. At the end of the concert, she receives a mysterious scroll. I mean, this is based upon
no,
the, yeah,
no, that's not it. It's like a street cop movie. It's not based. I don't think it's based.
You don't remember anybody else in it?
No, just him. I just remember he was. I remember he really was ridiculous in it. Everything else about the movie was like your typical really sort of bad action movie.
Like Nick Cage crazy?
Yeah, like Nick Cage, like Chris Klein trying to do Nick Cage. It was that kind of thing. And he was like trying so hard to be a badass in it. I can't remember what it was though. I'm very upset now. I will not be able to sleep this morning. Unless I find out what that damn movie is with Chris Klein. And I'm telling you, Eric and Colin and I were losing it during the movie.
I honestly.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We got a suggestion. Hey, Rob?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
I think it could be Play Dead.
That doesn't.
Caught in the Crossfire?
No. Play Dead? What was Play Dead?
It was like, he was like an over-the-top detective, kind of doing like a David Caruso impression, sort of like taking his glasses off all the time. I think that's it. I think Gary Busey's kid's in it.
No, I don't think that's it.
I starred Fred Durst.
Though, sometimes I think he's bad, and sometimes I think he's awesome.
Yeah,
bad.
So okay. All right. Thanks, Rob. We're going to figure this mystery out. Take care. I'm looking at his IMDb page right now, and I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find something.
I mean, that one I said, it's like him in a cop.
Cousin, Tron, Uprising, Raising Hope, Franklin and Bash, American Reunion, The Good Guys, Caught in a Crossfire, Play Dead, Six Wives of Henry, Street Fighter. It might have been Street Fighter. Hank and Mike, New York City Serenade, Day Zero.
There's a TV movie called Cops Uncuffed.
No, this was in the theater.
No, it was theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and you had to go see that?
We were Rollerball, Say It Isn't So, Here on Earth. No, it's got, you know what? It's got to be the Street Fighter movie. It's got to be the Street Fighter movie. It's got to be. It is. It's Street Fighter.
There is a picture of him in the IMDb, and he looks. He's got kind of crazy looking eyeballs.
Yeah, that's it. Is that Street Fighter?
Yeah.
That's it. It's Street Fighter.
He plays Interpol cop Charlie Nash.
That's it.
Who has tracked a crime boss all over the world.
Yeah, he's fantastic in it. It's so crazy.
The look on his face in this picture alone.
Yeah. No, seriously. If you're interested in the street, it's Street Fighter. It's Street Fighter. That's it. That's the movie.
Michael Clark Duncan was in it.
Oh. So that's the one, everybody. If I know that it was really bothering everyone.
It was, I think.
It was bothering me.
I don't really want to see
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. Yes, that's it. That's where Chris Klein is ridiculously nuts over the top trying to be a badass that it's almost worth seeing just for that.
I mean, I love Street Fighter.
You should.
The movie.
Well, the movie's not. I'm not recommending the movie. I'm recommending the insane performance of Chris Klein. So, all right. All right. Who's Alex from Target?
Oh, yeah. He was just this, really cute boy.
He was Alex Lee, a non-threatening, mop-headed, baby-faced checkout kid in Texas.
Yeah, he was just adorable. And
some girl took a photo and posted it on Twitter. A day later, he had 300,000 followers. A spot on CNN and a bunch of old people were confused.
Yeah, because there was nothing. He didn't do anything. He just was him.
How about this one? The hot guy in the mugshot.
Oh yeah.
Remember the.
Yeah, he's still modeling and stuff, and he broke up with his wife, and he's running around with some billionaire's daughter.
He had piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
In his mugshot.
Good for him.
Dan, do you have that Addison Russell thing? We're talking about people with 15 minutes of fame. Nacho Man's right in the middle of it right now. So now we have Addison Russell's reaction to the Nacho Man incident.
Tonight, initially off the bat, I was thinking that I could make the play. Really didn't get a sense of where the fence was. I just wanted to know where Zobrist was at the time. Looked like he wasn't anywhere close. So took upon myself to track the ball. I didn't see the fence and collided with it and got all nachoed up. He had a great night at the ball game tonight. I saw him catch a few foul balls too, so great night for him. Our manager was like, hey, you know, we got some nachos down there. If you want to take it to him, then you should. And I was like, definitely, for sure. You don't get in front of a man and his nachos. Yeah, she got the worst of it. But yeah, I think my hand landed all up in her nachos. So. But yeah, she got my full body on her.
That's fantastic.
It's not a bad night.
I got all up in her nachos. That was pretty great.
It is amazing how many of these do happen at sporting events. Because remember last year it was the guy who caught the foul ball with the baby.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There was right. That guy.
Right.
There was the guy who fell asleep at the New York Yankees game.
Right.
There was the guy who was trying to catch a foul ball in the stands at the Pittsburgh games, and his nachos went all over him when he was trying to catch it.
There was a guy who caught a ball with his beer.
Right, and then chugged the beer.
And then chugged the beer, right.
Right. And then when we were at the Blackhawks game this past Saturday, I brought up, you know, because the Kiss Cam was going around.
Right.
And there was a guy who obviously had this happen to him several times. He brought a sign to the game because it was him next to a girl, and they showed them, and he held up a sign and said, she's my sister.
Right, yeah. He had an arrow pointing, and it said, my sister. And it had an arrow pointing because that's why they didn't kiss.
Yeah.
So, because people start booing
at
the sporting events if you don't kiss. They put the camera on you, and if you don't kiss, people start booing and throwing stuff at you. So
I love that people get so mad. You too.
They staged
that
one.
This camera assumes you're together.
Yeah. They staged one at, I think it was a basketball game, Dan.
Yeah.
And like the guy wouldn't kiss. He was on the phone. And then the guy wouldn't kiss her. Like they're on the kiss cam and he's like on his phone. But it was all staged because what happened next was he was ignoring her and going, get away from me, and like swiping her away with his arm. Like, I'm not going to kiss you. I'm on the phone. I'm texting, blah, 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 blah. So finally they cut away, and then they cut back to him again. And whoever the mascot was for the team came in and picked up the guy and threw him. Like threw him out of his seat and smacked him and threw him and then kissed the girl.
And then didn't she leave with him?
With the mascot, yeah. He picked up the girl after he picked her up and carried her out.
Which is like, okay.
That's funny, man, because it's a mascot. It's immediately funny.
It's like, are you into the mascot or the man right. in the mascot right. suit?
You know, the old kiss cam. Oh, man. All right, we have to break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And then after the weather and traffic, you will, speaking of mascots, Tommy Hawk is the best mascot in the business. And we will hear the Express from last night's Hawks game. Okay, 15 minutes of fame. We got a few more here. Are you ready? Let's see. How about Apparently Kid?
I don't remember him.
The Apparently Kid. I didn't know it just from reading it, but it's armed with the looks of a kid from a family sitcom. 5-year-old Noah Ritter used a local TV news interview at a county fair to repeat the word apparently over and over again and win America's heart. Ellen DeGeneres made him a part-time reporter. We have that? Let's hear this, because this kid just keeps saying apparently.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah.
So all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the one, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
Okay.
Right. What I need his name. Hi, honey. Hold on. Yep, hold on. I'm just going to ask him. What's his name?
Noah,
what's your last name?
Dick Ritter.
How do you spell his last name?
Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Wilkes-Barre.
All right, job, buddy.
All right. Apparently.
He sounds like W.C. Fields.
What?
Is that who does that, like, kind of voice? Fat
well,
guy.
Yeah.
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 He's what he sounded
like. Sounded
like
W.C.
Field.
Like a mini W.C. Fields. Meaning he's drunk. Meaning
he was
the kid
on the
was
ride.
Yeah.
And apparently.
Yeah. How about 815 area code Joey Bag of Donuts? Later, he got busted for selling fireworks. 219 area code Joe the Plumber. Ah, yeah, there's a big one.
Oh, in the debates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
815 area code. How about Billy Blanks? Oh, Tybo.
I mean, was it 15 minutes?
Well,
I think he has a son who kept it going.
Does he?
I think I saw an infomercial.
Oh.
Or they had a different type of Tybo.
So I watched this video on YouTube where they picked the 10 worst as seen on TV items. I was thinking of you mm-hmm. while I was watching it.
Yeah.
And one of them was a butt wiper. Like you would attach the toilet paper to like this handle.
I think I've seen that one.
I'd never seen it before. It is just the most ridiculous. But the best one, you got to love, as you know, we talk about the seen on TV stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it live, by the way, October 7th. The best one was this stupid bib. I forget what it was called, the slob stopper. And because one of the best parts of the infomercials are the fails. Like when people are,
right.
You can't toss a salad and it goes flying, you know, God forbid you try to flip an egg, the oven explodes, you know, because everything, you can't do the simplest things in an infomercial. Well, people were spilling things on themselves all over the place in this.
Oh.
The best one was a girl was like walking by, he's sitting in his car and he's got a cup of coffee and a very attractive girl is walking by and he's trying to make eye contact with her and he's taking a sip of his coffee and pours the whole thing on his chest.
Oh, buddy.
And then the girl shakes her head and goes, mm-mm. But then later she's walking by again and he's got this big bib on and he's drinking coffee and she looks at him and goes, mm-mm.
What? And he's still spilling on himself?
Though? Yeah.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
That is not how
it
that
is
works.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was called the slob stopper or something.
I would think she would immediately go, "Why are you wearing
Why are you wearing a bib?" Yeah, that's the question.
You can't.
Idiot. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, see you tomorrow.
All right. We'll take a break. The news is coming up next on WGN.